sordid, loving, and remorseful days crept into the bosom of the sea. And now, loud howling wolves arouse the jades that drag the tragic, melancholy night. With their drowsy, slow, and flagging wings clip dead men's graves. And from their misty jaws, breathe foul, contagious darkness in the air. Therefore, bring forth the soldiers of our prize. Whilst our pinnace anchors in the downs, here shall they make their ransom on the sand, or with their blood stain this discoloured shore. Master, this prisoner feel I give thee, and thou that art his mate make boot of this. The other, or to Whitmore, is thy share.
What is my ransom, master? Let me know.
1,000 crowns. Or else lay down at your head.
And so much shall you give, or off goes yours.
What? Think you much to pay 2,000 crowns and bear the name and port of gentlemen? Cut both the villain's throats. To die you shall. The lives of those which we have lost in fight be counterpoised with such a petty sum.
I'll give it, sir, and therefore spare my life. And so will I, and write home for it straight.
I lost mine eye in laying the prize aboard, and therefore to revenge it thou shalt die. And so should these, if I might have my will.
Be not so rash. Take ransom, let him live.
Look on my George. I am a gentleman. Rate me at what thou wilt. Thou shalt be paid.
And so am I. My name is Walter Whitmore. How now? Why startst thou? What doth thee affright?
Thy name affrights me. In whose sound is death? A cunning man did calculate my birth and told me that by water I should die. Yet let not this make thee be bloody-minded.
Never yet did face dishonor blur our name, but with our sword we wiped away the blot. Therefore, when merchant-like I sell revenge, broke me my sword, my arms torn and defaced, and I proclaimed a coward through the world.
Stay, Whitmore, for thy prisoner is a prince. The Duke of Suffolk, William de la Pole.
The Duke of Suffolk. Muffled up in rags.
Aye, but these rags are no part of the Duke. Jove sometimes went disguised, and why not I?
But Jove was never slain. As thou shalt be.
Obscure and lowly swain. King Henry's blood, the honorable blood of Lancaster, must not be shed by such a jaded groom. Hast thou not kissed thy hand, and held my stirrup, and barehead flooded by my footcloth mule, and thought thee happy when I shook my head? How often hast thou waited at my cup, fed from my trencher, kneeled down at the board when I have feasted with Queen Margaret. Remember it, and let it make thee crestful. Aye, and allay this thy abortive pride.
Speak, Captain. Shall I stab the forlorn swain?
First, and my words stab him, as he hath me.
Base slave, thy words are blunt. And so art thou.
Convey him hence. And on our long boat's side, strike off his head.
Protest not for thine own!
Fool!
Fool!
Aye. Kennel. Puddle. Sink. Whose filth troubles the silver spring where England drinks. Now will I dam up this thy yawning mouth for swallowing the treasures of the realm. Thy lips that kissed the queen shall sweep the ground, and thou that smilest at good Duke Humphrey's death against the senseless winds of Rin in vain, who in contempt shall hiss at thee again. And wedded be thou to the hags of hell, for daring to affy a mighty lord unto the daughter of a worthless king.
Are thee, Anjou, and Maine were sold to France. The false revolting Normans thoroughly disdain to call us lord, and Picardy has slain their governors, surprised our forts, and sent the ragged, wounded soldiers home. The princely Warwick and the Neville's all, whose dreadful swords were never drawn in vain as hating thee, are rising up in arms, and now the House of York, thrust from the crown, a shameful murder of a guiltless king burns with revenging fire. The commons here in Kent are up in arms, and to conclude, reproach and beggary is crept into the palace of our king, and all by thee. Away, convey him hence.
Oh, that I were a god to shoot forth thunder upon these paltry, servile, abject drudges. It is impossible that I should die by such a lowly vassal as thyself. Thy words move rage and not remorse in me.
Aye, but my deeds should stay thy fury soon.
I go of message from the Queen to France. I charge thee, waft me safely across the channel.
Come, Suffolk, I must waft thee to thy death.
'Tis thee I fear.
Thou shalt have cause to fear before I leave thee. But are ye daunted now?
Now will ye stoop?
My gracious lord, entreat him, speak him fair.
Suffolk's imperial tongue is stern and rough, used to command, and taught to plead for favor. Far be it we should honor such as these with humble suit. No, rather let my head stoop to the block than these knees bow to any save to the God of heaven and to my king. And sooner dance upon a bloody pole than stand uncovered to the vulgar groom. True nobility is exempt from fear. More can I bear than you dare execute.
Hail him away, lame talk no more.
Come, soldiers. Show what cruelty ye can, that this, my death, may never be forgot. Great men oft die by vile Bazonians. A Roman sorder and bandito slave murdered sweet Tully. Brutus bastard hand stabbed Julius Caesar. Savage islanders Pompey the Great. And suffer!
Dies by pirates. That's for those whose ransom we have set. It is our pleasure one of them depart. So come you with us, and let him go.
There let his head and lifeless body lie, until the queen, his mistress, bury it.
Oh, barbarous and bloody spectacle. His body will I bear unto the king, if he revenge it not. Yet will his friends, so will the queen, that living held him dear.